Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Inside Secure conference call. I now hand over to Richard Vachier-Tournière, General Manager and Chief Financial Officer. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to everyone. Hopefully, you all have in front of you the presentation that has been posted on our website earlier this morning. I'm now on slide two. Before I leave the stage to Rémy, allow me a few introductory comments. First, in the course of this presentation, we may use words like we expect, we believe. Such statement constitute forward-looking statement that should be appreciated in relation with the usual disclaimer on paragraph two on this slide. Second, I would like to remind that some of the financial measures and performance indicators discussed in this presentation are presented on an adjusted basis. Their definitions can be found in appendix to this presentation, as well as in the press release. A reconciliation with the IFRS financial statements can also be found in the appendix of this presentation and also of the press release. Moving to next slide, the agenda. First, Rémy will cover the key highlights for the first half of 2013. Then Rémy and I will address the financials and the key elements for each of our reporting segments. After that, Rémy will give an update on our strategic focus and provide comments on the outlook for the rest of the year 2013. And then we will be happy to take your questions. That being said, we can now move to slide five. And Rémy, if you would like to get us started.
Merci, Richard. Good morning, everyone. So yes, indeed, on slide five, we put the four key highlights for this first half of the year. Number one, significant growth of our revenue year on year, 14% of growth, that's $70.8 million of revenue. Second, significant strong loss reduction year on year by more than 60%, today $6.3 million at the end of the first half. Then, and probably the most significant, a very smooth integration of the acquisition that we made, Embedded Secure Solutions, in December of last year. And despite the acquisition process, we see a good business momentum on this segment. And last, we continued to increase our focus towards security solution, and especially in the field of mobile platform as well as for connected devices. And with that, I turn it to Richard for the detailed financials.
Yeah, so with respect to the Q2 revenue, at $36.7 million, consolidated revenue for the second quarter of 2013 was up 30% relative to the second quarter of 2012 and up 8% related to the first quarter of 2013. Revenue growth was driven by the integration of the Embedded Secure Solution business and growth in other segments. Especially, we enjoyed a strong sequential growth in mobile NFC driven by shipment to our customer BlackBerry, and also enjoyed a significant growth in the digital security revenue through recurrent and new customers. Moving to the revenue for the first half of 2013, consolidated revenue totaled $70.8 million, up 14% compared to the first half of 2012. As expected, the integration of ESS led us to an increased proportion of high-margin revenue coming from licenses, royalties, and maintenance, which amounted to $13.4 million, representing almost 20% of the total revenue in the first half of the year, compared to only 5% 1 year ago. On its side, product revenue amounted to $57.3 million in the first half of 2013, and so is gross margin increasing as well, gross margin expressed as a percentage of revenue. Moving to the income statement for the first half of 2013, I'm now on slide 9. So for H1 2013, the adjusted gross profit was $26.9 million, representing almost 38% of the consolidated revenue, which is an increase of more than $11 million, or 72%, related to the first half of 2012. This was due to an improvement in the product mix, including following the integration of embedded security solution business. Research and development expenses were flat overall in the first half of the year compared to the first half of last year. Higher expenses resulting from the integration of ESS were offset by lower expense of the rest of the business, and especially in the mobile NFC division. Selling and marketing and general and administrative expense rose by 19% year-on-year in the first half of 2013, due in particular to higher spending resulting from the integration of ESS. Part of this increase was offset by the continuation of the cost-saving plan that the group launched in the first half of 2012. As a result, the group significantly reduced its adjusted operating loss, which amounted to $6.3 million for the first half of the year, as opposed to $16 million in the first half of 2012. With respect to the reorganization plan in progress, and that we announced on March 6, 2013, Inside Secure has completed this reduction plan of about 20% of its global workforce, both in France and other countries covered by the plan. Half of the people concerned by the plan left the group between March and June 2013, and the other half is expected to leave the group in the third quarter and a smaller portion in the fourth quarter of the year. In terms of financial impact of this restructuring, in the first half of 2013, this reorganization resulted in a one-time charge of $6.6 million, including a restructuring provision relating to the staff departure under the plan for the second half of the year of $4.5 million. Overall, we expect the reorganization to generate a cash outflow of around $6.7 million in 2013, which is a bit less than the $7 million that we announced on March 2013. And these include $2.1 million which were already paid out in the first half of the year. And maybe the most significant impact of this reorganization plan, is that starting the fourth quarter of 2013, it will generate a reduction of the equivalent of $13 million per year in operating losses once the plan is completed and on an annual basis, mainly due to cuts in admin, administrative and selling expenses, increased focus on R&D, and greater operational efficiency, notably in supply chain management. This is strictly in line with the target that we announced at the start of the year. Moving now to the financial result for each and every division in which we operate. Mobile NFC first. Mobile NFC revenue doubled to $9.5 million in the second quarter of the year compared to the first quarter. As expected, revenue was driven by further deliveries to BlackBerry and its subcontractors, BlackBerry remaining at this stage the group's main customer in this segment. The segment adjusted operating loss was 18% lower than the one in the first half of 2012, amounting to $13.4 million. This was due to lower operating expense, both in absolute terms and because of the reallocation of some resources to security products.
Here on NFC, despite some improvement, this is still the area where we still to make quite some progress. On top of the shipment for BlackBerry, we have delivered the first volume of the NFC microcontroller within the Intel ecosystem. So into ultrabooks and laptops, but with limited volumes. We are seeing very good progress on the development program, which is part of the strategic partnership with Intel and of the contract with Intel. And we have released the first version of the next generation NFC IP to Intel. We are as well sampling Combo Pulse, which is the product derived from NFC but involving an active modulation functionality, This product associated with our secure element does allow NFC integration with a very small footprint, therefore interesting in some specific application field. With that, let's move to the secure payment.
Yeah. So secure payment on slide 11. Secure payment revenue rose substantially to $17.8 million in the first half of the year, driven mainly by sales of contactless chips in North America. Secure payment division posted an adjusted operating income of $1.4 million in the period, as opposed to a loss of $2.4 million in the first half of 2012. This was a result of higher revenue and a higher gross margin, along with lower operating expense.
So on secure payments, better outlook as we turn positive after a long and difficult time following the acquisition of this division from Atmel. Nevertheless, the bigger focus for this division is the U.S. market, and therefore we are getting ready with our platform to meet the specific requirement of this market. Good progress here. In the first half, our first platform for the contact EMV market has been certified by the big association, the big payment companies, in fact, MasterCard, Visa, DataCard, who is the world number one in personalization of smart cards for payment. And therefore, we are ready for the takeoff of the U.S. market that we anticipate for next year. Let's move now to the digital security.
Yeah, digital security on slide 12, for those who follow the slide deck. Revenue in this segment was $13.9 million in the second quarter of the year, up 14% sequentially and up 9% relative to the second quarter of 2012. Research and development and selling and marketing expense increased in line with the strategic priorities. And this pushed adjusted operating income down to $2.8 million, as we had anticipated, for the first half of the year, which is therefore lower than the profit one year earlier, due to the investment we're making.
Yes, absolutely. So here the growth, the moderate growth, was driven mostly by the traditional segment of this market. So product going in the field of ID, electronic identification, as well as into a pay TV product to a lesser extent. Important to notice that we have as well achieved some nice first designing in the field of the anti-counterfeiting market. So secure electronic tag that you put on some of the big brand luxury products. We cannot give names here because those people do not want to communicate. There were some cryptic communication made in the field of the wine industry, and you probably know that this is an area where there is a huge level of counterfeiting. Therefore, we see quite some potential here as well as into luxury and pharmaceutical. Let's move to the last segment, embedded secure solution.
Consolidated revenue for the segment totaled $6.3 million in the second quarter of the year and $7 million on a normalized basis. The revenue for the second quarter decreased year-on-year and sequentially, but are in line with the average of quarterly revenues over the last 12 months. Revenue from the recurring royalties are slightly up compared to the second quarter of 2012 and are in strong increase compared to the average royalty of 2012. Adjusted operating income for the segment stood at $4.1 million in the first half of the year, equal to 32% of the revenue for the segment.
So on that one, this is clearly an area of satisfaction because despite the turbulences that always go with an acquisition process, this integration was very smooth and with little impact on the business. Obviously, this was due to the fact that this acquisition process was done quite fast, contrary to what I said for the previous one with Atmel. Therefore, ESS has generated a solid revenue and profit since the acquisition, in line with this smooth integration. We can say today that the integration is complete. We are seeing good positive momentum for the different segments, especially in the hardware IPs that are utilized to design secure semiconductor, secure system on chip. We signed some licenses with a major company in the U.S., in Asia, in the field of mobile, and in the field of the networking industry. In the field of DRM, protection of content, digital right management, we see as well solid royalties inflow coming from major content providers all around the world, and especially in Asia, in Japan. And in the field of the mobile VPN, so protection of communication on mobile platform, smartphone essentially, we are proud to say that our mobile VPN solution is integrated into the flagship Galaxy S4 from Samsung for some of the big U.S. telcos like AT&T and Verizon. So let's move to cash flow, Richard.
Yeah. As of June 30, 2013, the group cash position stood at $42 million as opposed to $60 million as of December 31st, 2012. Let me now explain in detail the change in the cash position during the period. First, there were some non-recurring items, i.e. $5.2 million earnout payment related to the acquisition of ESS, payment to the seller, which is exactly the amount which was anticipated and communicated to the market. And to be noted also that there is no remaining earnout payment to be paid going forward. Second non-recurring item, $2.1 million paid out in relation with the reorganization plan. Excluding those non-recurring items, the use of cash was mainly due to a growth in the working capital requirements by $9.4 million. Again, the working capital requirement, which was very low as of the end of 2012, increased significantly in the first half of the year, using up $9 million of cash as opposed to $10 million 1 year ago. This increase is mainly a consequence of the business picking up in the first half of 2013. In particular, inventories rose by 25% relative to December 31st, 2012, and 31% relative to June 2012. In addition, at the end of June 2012, 1 year ago, therefore, the group had benefited from financing related to the research tax credit receivable with respect to the year 2011. Whether in June 2013, no financing related to this research tax credit with respect to 2012, which amounted to $8 million, had been arranged, increasing therefore the working capital requirement at that date. However, this is just a timing difference involving a shift of the financing from Q2 to Q3 2013, since in mid-July 2013 we signed an agreement with a bank which will provide financing for around $6 million on this receivable, helping the group to finance its working capital requirement in line with its normal practice over the course of the last years. So except for these items, it has to be noted that cash used by operations before working capital item was limited to only $6 million compared to almost $15 million 1 year ago. Moving now to the balance sheet, available cash, as I said, stood at $42 million. Net cash position stood at $40.7 million. Overall, the group financial position, we believe, remains solid, with shareholder equity amounting to $101 million as of June 30, 2013. And we believe the group at what it takes to finance its organic growth. Now, thank you for your attention. I will now hand over to Rémi, who will comment on the outlook for the rest of the year.
Okay, so second half, pretty simple. We have two key points ahead of us. First, finalize the restructuring plan. As you understood it is quite well advanced. but it will go as well with some reorganization within the company. This will be, I would say, almost complete by the end of Q3, and therefore, starting in Q4, it will bring about $13 million of saving on an annualized basis. Second, pursue the strategic shift towards security solutions, and especially security solution in the field of mobile, of the mobile platform, leveraging the acquisition of embedded secure solution as well as the NFC secure asset of the company. And with that, we will turn the table to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. We have a first question from Stéphane Houri from Natixis. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have a few, if I may. The first one would be on NFC. I would like to have your comments on the inventories in the chain. Also, if you could talk about your deliveries to BlackBerry in the quarter and your expectations for the short term. And also, if we can still expect a design win with a top-tier handset manufacturer during the year. And the last question on NFC, and I've got others after, would be to have your views on the rationale of staying in the NFC business when you see that you have a $13 million loss in NFC, while the loss for the group is six. So you would have a $7 million dollar profit without NFC. So if you could develop on the rationale of staying in this business at this stage, would be very helpful. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, Stéphane. So on your three questions, NFC inventories and situation with BlackBerry, we are not concerned today with the NFC inventories. We have, believe, managed well that situation since the sharp decrease that we have seen last year. We stay extremely prudent on that front because you know better than me that the news on the BlackBerry front are not positive at all. It was announced that they are now at 1% market share in the US, so we are not very positive on the future outlook here, and we stay extremely careful. Which address as well your associated question, how do you see the future with BlackBerry? Well, we know that it is quite gloomy based on what we see in terms of market share in the different regions, and especially in the US. Other design win, you know that we were extremely frustrated and disappointed not to be able to announce those that were in the pipe since we announced the Nokia one, but that was 1 year ago. In fact, if you open some of the LG smartphone, you will find our chip, but we were not authorized to make a press release for that. But it is a fact that those smartphones now are in the hands of consumers, so we can say it.
Okay.
And that is obviously a major design win in the field of Android, and this is the one we have been referring to for more than 1 year, in fact. Volume are a bit disappointing on that front as well, despite the fact that LG is showing good progress on those models. This is not; they have many models, as you know, and we are not the sole supplier of NFC to LG, but it is a bit disappointing. On your last question around the rationale of our position on NFC, two things. First, we are still investing on those differentiated products like Pulse, this NFC with active modulation, where we see potential and we have been sampling customers, but it is too early to say what will come out of that. It depends as well on the overall deployment of NFC and use rate of NFC, real NFC application. From that viewpoint, the news of yesterday that ISIS is deploying nationwide, so NFC payment scheme with all the big carriers in the US is very positive. First point, we still see some area for us where we can differentiate. Second point, we are engaged with Intel in a strategic partnership, but we have to stick to our commitment, which is what we are doing, and we believe that it will bring some fruit.
Okay. Maybe linked to that, are you expecting or trying to do some more acquisition to accelerate the shift toward security? I've got also a question linked to the evolution of the net cash position in H2. How do you see it evolving?
As Richard said, we feel good about our cash position, ability to keep developing the company, at least on an organic growth basis, which will not preclude us looking at some very targeted and small acquisition. We are not going to acquire another $50 million company where we are today. We do not see the need for that. Yeah, we'll stay alert on some very targeted possible acquisition that would complement, reinforce our position on the mobile security segment in particular.
With respect to the change in cash position, if you, let's say, we didn't provide any hard guidance on the cash for the rest of the year, but you can extrapolate from the cash change in cash in H1 and also look at the change in cash in H2 2012, 1 year ago. First, for H1 2013, we believe that there is nothing to worry about. If you look at it and you exclude the one-time items that I discussed, the change in working capital, which is quite normal given where we come from and where we are, especially if you take into account some financing item. Most important is to keep on the path to profitability, which will lead us naturally to a decreased use of cash. If you recall, 1 year ago, we stated that we would keep a flat, sort of flattish cash position for the rest, for the second half of the year 2012. I could reiterate that it is our objective for the rest of this year.
Okay. To keep the cash position at the same level of.
Yep.
At the end of H1.
Yep.
Okay. Given the fact that you have, we are well advanced with the cost-cutting plan, are you suggesting that you could be back in the black in the last quarter of the year?
We didn't provide any hard guidance, so you will interpret soft guidance. Definitely there is a trend. You see, even excluding the evolution of the revenue by quarter, there is definitely a positive impact on the product mix and therefore on the gross margins. More gross margin dollar, then a reduced OpEx base steadily. We show only, in fact, the Q2 operating expense did include only marginal amounts with respect to the reduction to the reorganization plan. There will be more in Q3 and even more in Q4 when the plan will be completely behind us. Therefore, I assume you can do the math.
Okay. Yeah, I can. Maybe last question for the moment at least. Digital security, the profitability is pretty low compared to the historical measures. When do you intend to get back to 20% or more, if you think it's possible?
Yeah. I will provide a few financial item, and Rémi maybe will provide more color to it. First, two drivers. it's a microcontroller. It's a cheap business. What is important is that we keep the margin, the gross margin, above 40%, and we are. Now, is a loss, and this is definitely a good sign, and this is what we aim at. Now, why a reduced operating profit? It's because we are investing. We are investing in people, in resources, in selling and marketing efforts, and in research and development efforts. It might be possible that in the past, due to the high focus on NFC, we did spend energy on this segment, and especially on the promising product lines and markets, and therefore we believe it is necessary for us to do this investment in 2013.
No, I think Richard said it all or almost all. We see some stability on the traditional segment, ID, access control, pay TV, but we do not see strong growth here. And we are investing on the segment where we see significant potential. But you know that we have been burned badly with timing of the market, so we will stay careful here. We have design in those different areas, be it anti-counterfeiting solution or smart metering solution. But the time to design win, to volume, is something that is extremely difficult to assess. We have done some first sampling and field trial, and then from field trial to a reasonable size development is another 1 year or so, and from small size deployment, small volume deployment to mass deployment, maybe another 2 years. But we see definitely the fit of our solution with some market need. How long will it take? We will keep you informed.
Okay, thank you very much for the answer.
We have no more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. A question from François Bouvigny, de Exane. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, François from Exane BNP Paribas. A few questions, if I may. The first one is on NFC radio, with a strong competition from Broadcom and its connectivity combo. Is there a chance the group can come back in this field? And then the second one is on the AMV deployment in the US. Do you have a better visibility on the timing? And what kind of market share in that security is targeting? Thank you very much.
So to the first question, what is our role in the NFC controller market? NFC as in NFC standard controller, or even more NFC as in one connectivity part of a big connectivity combo chip where you have Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, FM. Definitely, this is going to be a difficult place to be in. And you have giants, Broadcom, Qualcomm, who have already not only made announcement, but who have been sampling product. And therefore, this is not the kind of area where we want to try to take the fight. On that front, as you know, being a pioneer of NFC, we still own very strong IPR. And we have started a licensing program of our IPR, of our patents. But it is too early, even though we are pleased with the progress, it is too early to say when this is going to bring any kind of licensing revenue. But it tells you again that on this NFC controller front, this is not the fight that we'll pick. But we'll continue as well, and I mentioned the kind of differentiated product or the secure element product going into mobile or other devices. Regarding your second question of the AMV deployment, so officially, as you may know, it started in May of this year. Nevertheless, at the end of this year, it will be maximum a few millions that will be deployed. And the U.S. market in a run rate should be 350 million units per year. So the real takeoff is for next year. banks, the large issuers, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, etc., are at the moment relatively careful in communicating their plan to the market. It seems that everyone is watching the other guy. Nevertheless, we have seen some RFPs and some first small deployment, and therefore we feel that next year a market of about 100 million units is feasible. But it is too early to write this forecast in the marble, of course. As for our market share and therefore a ramp up 2014, 2015, probably double of the volume I mentioned. As for our market share, well, you may know that we used to have in a pure contactless payment market in excess of 75% market share, but this is not something that we feel we can reproduce on this one. That was announced long ago, and where you have big players already positioned, we would see market share around 20, 25, 30% as a nice target, but it is yet too early to call any shot here.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have no more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you.
Okay, then I believe that we have been extremely exhaustive in our presentation. And therefore, we would like to thank you all for attending this call, and we will be in touch with you during the next announcement that will come, Richard.
On October 24th for the Q3 activity, and meanwhile, we will be on the road meeting some investors in the fall.
And we'll be announcing new deals like we have been doing through our continuous stream of press release, especially on the front of the embedded secure solution market. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call. Thank you all very much for attending. You may now disconnect.